Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
I think a common fantasy is the idea of being a free spirit. Some people define themselves that way, whereas a lot of us just aspire to it. We fantasize about a time when we would have so much financial security and freedom that we could do whatever we want to do. However, some people take a thinking makes it so approach. Because they see themselves that way, they expect reality to conform to that belief. Sometimes they succeed. Problems arise when they get an animal who doesn't reinforce that view. An animal with, for example, a serious medical or behavioral problem that demands commitment and a consistent response in order to ensure the animal's recovery. When this occurs, some of these people take it personally. They don't understand. How can this be? Why can't they keep doing whatever it is that they want to do, and everything turns out okay? As a group, I don't think that these people are necessarily spoiled or narcissistic or have a strong, misguided sense of entitlement. I think that they've just been able to avoid facing the challenges associated with this belief long enough that it became real to them. But in a conversation with a very talented friend of mine, she brought up the notion of improvisational dancing and how that was the total free spirit experience. People in a group would just interpret the music or the theme or whatever any way they wanted, and it all turned out quite well. She didn't realize that this wasn't totally free spirit event. She imagined it. Quite the contrary, there was a piece of music that had a beginning, a middle, and an end. And there were a group of people who may know each other, who often had some sort of leader, who set the tone, and sometimes these dances began with a very specific configuration. The group was in a circle, for example. And more germane to human-animal interactions, when engaging in an activity like this, the dancers were consciously aware not only of what they were doing and their own body language, but also the body language of those around them. And the better they were as dancers, the more easily they picked up the most subtle cues of what was going on in the dancers around them. And sometimes they would align themselves with the more experienced dancers. As a result, they weren't blundering into each other. This awareness of body language in ourselves, but in that of those around us, on a level that makes a dancer a good dancer, are the same qualities that make for a good human-animal bond. We don't see it as violating our free spirits. We see it as part of the celebration of what we describe as our freedom. But if our definition of being a free spirit is that somehow we are apart from all other people and all other animals, and we just move among them, kind of like an ice skater skating on the crust of reality, then accepting that this degree of awareness exists can be troubling. This is another one of those situations where there are no right or wrong answers. As always, the best answer is when there's a match. A match between human perceptions and animal needs. If the person who perceives him or herself as a free spirit has an animal who can accept whatever that means to that person, then all is well. But if not, we always come back to the same thing. Whether it's worth the time and energy it may take to change our beliefs about ourselves.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.